The Hall of Famer, the five-time All-Star, Frank Thomas, joins us now. Frank's working with the number one recommended progressive lens, Verilux. We'll talk about that in a moment. Good morning, Frank. How you doing?
Good morning, Bob and Dave. Thanks for having me.
I really enjoy your NBC Sports Chicago pre- and post-game shows with Chuck Garfine. You and Ozzie Guillen should take your act to Zany's Comedy Club. What do you think?
Well, God, we have a lot of fun, and there's not much rehearsal with that at all. It's just natural chemistry with Ozzie and I, you know, spending 12 years together. So we pretty much know each other through and through, and it's easy to do a program when you know someone so well.
Yeah, I bet. You know, we just saw the Summer Olympic Games, and back in 88, when you were at Auburn University on a football scholarship, you won consideration for a spot on the U.S. national baseball team preparing for the Summer Olympic Games, but you were cut from the final squad. How did you get over that, and did you use that experience as a motivator later?
No, I didn't get over that. They used the excuse that I was playing football and baseball, and they wanted the guys who were really focusing on baseball. I mean, on baseball only. But the year before, I was on the Pan American Games team and led them basically home runs and RBIs, and didn't get the opportunity because they took more West Coast guys who play baseball all year long. But it's okay. I was good. I got to play a little bit more football before I made the decision to stick with baseball 100%.
I think it worked out. Hey, Frank, let me ask you before I want to ask you about the Field of Dreams game real quick. But what we've seen the last 48 hours from Eloy Jimenez, and I know you can't be shocked by it at this point. But how do you characterize something like this? What he's doing right now?
Not shocked, because going into the season, I said he was ready for his breakout year. I thought this guy would hit between 40 and 45 home runs this year and drive in 120 runs and potentially hit 300. He's that type of dynamic talent. He hit the longest, majestic home runs I've seen in a very long time. And he has such a flair for the game, just the love for the game, just a nice person who's always smiling that brings something special to the clubhouse. It's refreshing. Even if he goes over 4 over 5, he's still in a great mood, and he's always laughing and smiling. So, very excited to have him back, because it was a big miss all season to have him not behind Jose Abreu, who finally can take off and be the force that he is.
Frank, does this White Sox team have any weakness that you can see?
Not when they're healthy. When they're healthy, they're the best team in baseball. I've been saying that the last couple of years, watching this transformation. But now, you know, added a Craig Kimbrel already go with the back of that bullpen. There's no holes on this team. If they stay healthy and the offense continues to swing the bat, I think they could be unbeatable in October.
This is as close to healthy as they've been. Grandal, the only missing ingredient right now. How do you think, Frank, players look at this game in Iowa Thursday? It's so unlike anything. I know they've had the Hall of Fame game in Cooperstown during the season, but that's maybe the only thing I guess you could compare it to. Is this a disruption for them at this point, or something you think they're really anticipating with a great deal of pleasure?
No, I don't think it's a disruption. I think it's a magical place to be. I've been to Dyersville a few times for charity events, and that ballpark has been built by Major League Baseball, second to none. But I do look at it as Major League Baseball, either they got lucky or they just picked it right, because they got two of the hottest teams in baseball to showcase Dyersville this week. And to have the White Sox and to have the Yankees, who are playing on all cylinders also, this is a special moment in time.
Frank, you're working with this company, Verilux, and it's the number one recommended progressive lens. And, you know, we hear a lot about farsightedness, and actually it happens to younger folks, too. So when you got involved with this company, did you think, wait a minute, maybe I should have gone in with these people when I was still playing?
Yes. The condition is called presbyopia. And when I was at 40, 41, I started fouling balls off. I wish I had known my eyesight was getting, you know, worse up close. You know, I ended my career a little bit early because I thought I still could hit, you know, at least until I was 43, 44. But it's called presbyopia, and I'm with Verilux, the number one lens, progressive lens in the world. But, you know, it's real. When you look at your text messages, you look at the menus in the restaurant. Luckily, it happened to me at 47 and not 40. Mm-hmm. But it's one of those things that a lot of men and women go through daily, and they don't want to say they need glasses. But for me now, I'm wearing my glasses. I've got my progressive lens. They're sharp, stylish. And, hey, look, I'm 53 now. I'm not a spring chicken anymore. So I'm happy and proud of my glasses. And very much, number one lens that have come through for me.
Frank, one more question. Are you accepting Cub fans who want to jump on the Sox bandwagon?
Sure.
See, I told you.
I mean, come on. They helped out with this team, and Elo. So it's hard for the Cub fans not to want to watch the White Sox right now because they do have three stars of their own on this team.
All right.
Former Cub players.
Okay. Everybody heard it. I'm cleared. Thank you.
It's not going to happen that way. You know that. But, honestly, the White Sox are something to watch right now and for all of baseball to watch.
Yes, they are. Good old number 35. Great to talk to you, Frank Thomas. Appreciate it. And I trust that you'll be setting Ozzie Guillen up with some nice glasses.
Yes. I'll have my very left on. But one more thing. SLOUSA.com. Check it out. SLOUSA.com to get your lenses from Verilux.
All right. All the best to you, Frank.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Frank.
Having me.